Congress will hear testimony today from the 9/11 Commission and its chairman, Thomas Kane. Kane is a former governor of New Jersey. He's widely respected in political circles, but he was not well known nationally until he became chairman of this commission. For the past decade, he'd been working at a small private university in New Jersey. Nancy Solomon reports.
Tom Kane had turned down every federal job he was offered, including a potential invite to run for vice president, until he got the call to lead the 9/11 commission. September 11th had been too upsetting, and he had lost too many friends to refuse.
I felt a ton of bricks had been dropped on me. And two things flashed in my mind. One was, this is going to be more difficult than you think it is. And secondly, this is something you can't turn down. Frankly, I couldn't have faced myself, let alone the families, if I'd said no.
The early days of the commission were bumpy. He was criticized for not using his subpoena power to coerce witnesses or obtain documents, and some thought he was too soft on officials who testified. But now, some of his harshest critics, like Kristen Breitweiser, who lost her husband on September 11th, see the method of his kindness.
We had concerns that they were running a too gentlemanlike investigation. And I think that in the end, we're realizing that Governor Kane's way of doing it was probably a very good way, because what we have now is a final report that cannot be dismissed by anyone.
Richard Benveniste is one of five Democrats on the commission. He credits Kane with creating an atmosphere where results trumped partisanship.
He gave us all the opportunity to vent our opinions and our views. And at the end of the day, while we did not always agree on everything, we were able to come to consensus.
The 69-year-old Kane was elected governor of New Jersey in 1982 by a margin of only 1,700 votes. 4 years later, he was reelected by a 70% majority, the largest in state history. He was born into a wealthy New Jersey family with ties back to Peter Stuyvesant. After serving his term limit as governor, Kane became president of Drew University, a small liberal arts college close to his home.
I'm sort of impatient. I mean, when I want to see something done and think it's the right thing to do, I get very frustrated if I can't do it. The bigger places, state universities like Rutgers, you may be able to move them. It takes 10 years. I mean, like moving a battleship. A small place, you can move the ship, you can make a real difference, and you can see the difference you've made pretty fast. And then it's what I like.
It's hard to find anyone who will criticize Kane. David Rebovich, a New Jersey political scientist at Rider University, says Kane has a sweet, affable nature that disarms the opposition.
Even after some very difficult budget battles with Democrats, Kane was a guy who would always lift the arm of his Democratic opponents up after the budgets were signed and say, hey, you know, I think we did a pretty good job working this out together. That spirit of bipartisanship is certainly something that folks here in New Jersey and I think across the country miss.
Old friends of Kane say he's no different in private. They chide him for being cheap. He used to put his coat in the car trunk to avoid tipping the coat checker at a restaurant. But they say he's a masterful practitioner of the old saying, you can catch more flies with honey than with vinegar. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon.